Hey, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our first integration session. Pardon me, our second integration session for our first round in the Five Koshas, Rebirthing You. I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to grab a comfy place to lay. Today is integration number two. And on the second integration sessions, I'm going to more so combine both breathwork and body talk. We've done a little bit of this before, and it was fairly well received for those of you who were here for previous years. So I'm kind of curious to see, or previous year, when I incorporated a bit more of that, I'm kind of curious to see how today goes. So feel free to keep your feedback coming around the combination of those and how they work together. I'd love to hear a little bit more from everybody. And on that note, let's experience it so you can give us some feedback. Okay. So as you settle on in, the invitation is to begin here by your basic breath, basic means of breathing. And in a minute or two, I'll give instructions for a different sort of breath. But just for now, just focusing on your regular breath. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, and to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. Let go and to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it, to receive it, and to drink it in just a little bit deeper. And on that note, I invite you to, on purpose, locate something either externally or internally that feels pleasant or neutral to be with. Noticing all the things that you like the most about that thing. I'm going to invite you to imagine that you can breathe those in. I'm going to invite you to do that through an open mouth, so opening up the jaw to the point of a mild stretch. And as you open to receive this energy inside of you, noticing the response through that open mouth, jaw stretching wider, just to the point of mild discomfort even. Not, you know, discomfort fully, but just on the edge of that mild, just approaching it. And as you breathe this resource inside of you, noticing the response, and if any part of that is pleasant and neutral, taking time to savor that too. And as you savor that, I'm going to invite you to begin to breathe without pause. I'm going to invite you to take out the gaps of your breath. The inhale flows into the exhale. The exhale flows right into that inhale. If you want more, speeding up the rate of the breath. If you want less, slowing the breath down and taking it to the nose. Creator. Spirit, universe, God, whatever you call this. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here with my friends today. And we call along with yourself, we call upon all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, to gather here with us today. Holding the space safe and sacred, nourishing us, guiding us as we make our way through this particular journey today. We ask that it be in alignment with all that's been shared around their intentions, all that they've shared out loud, and all that they have near and dear to their hearts. We ask for your blessing on these intentions, for clarity, for insight, and for awarenesses to shine through in ways that make sense, that are practically implementable, or simply just bring resolution. The deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken this earth that holds us all as we breathe today. And thank you to this earth, this air, to fire, to water. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. So as you, again, keep that jaw open to the point of a mild stretch, breathing through that open mouth, taking out the pauses, the top and the bottom of the breath, so at that end of that inhale, the exhale begins, and at the end of that exhale, the inhale begins. And we breathe without pause. We breathe without pause. And the invitation is to deepen into this breath, if you're open to it, by means of picking up the pace just ever so slightly. It's not by pushing or breaking through that we move through these first few layers of resistance that are naturally here with this particular practice. It's by means of softening, melting. So even though the breath has a bit of a pace to it, notice how gently you can engage with it. And the breath, I think of it as like a pendulum that's moving through you. And as this pendulum moves through you, it becomes like a dance rippling through the very center, the very core of you. I'm going to invite you to see if you can locate that breath and its movement, its pulse, its dance. Through the very central channel, the very midline, your very spine. How freely can your spine move here? How freely can this body move with the inhales and open the exhales? Coming to, not necessarily a close per se, but coming more inward. Every inhale opening up to receive, and every exhale drawing that inward close to you. And in this way, we begin to actually let the energy of ourselves be known to ourselves. Yeah, it's safe to let myself be known, it's safe to let myself be seen. And here, in this place, I can deeply receive myself. Deepening into this practice by means of potentially picking up the pace just a little bit more and keeping it gentle. That's the way. It's said that breath is medicine, and medicine is breath. The thing about breath that really turns me on is that it's actually the very life force energy that comes to us from that of the beyond, the mystery, whatever we call the eternal, God, Buddha, Allah. Not for me. Such sweet nectar. Take this time to commune with that which is greater than ourselves. To allow ourselves to be held, to be received. So with your breath, notice what it's like if we allow yourself to be held by your very breath and to be received by your very breath. Almost as if the breath itself can cradle you, holding all of you. I know of nothing bigger than the breath that can hold every single emotion, thought, feeling, trauma, pattern, ancestral realm issue, past lives, all of it. The breath has been there through it all. The breath is, in a way, I don't even want to call it a witness, but it's been there, witnessing and observing. So with every breath, I let myself be seen. Let myself be seen. And as you feel it through that spine, I invite you to, on purpose, exaggerate the hips, allowing for the top of the hips to move upward towards the ceiling if you're laying down, or forward if you're seated. And on the exhale, the top of the hips roll back down towards the ground or towards the back body if you're in a seated position. I invite you to exaggerate that hip movement with the breath. And as you do that, the invitation is to also energize the heels, to energize the base of the heels. And as you do that, we're releasing the consciousness of stubbornness and opening up to allowing for the heels to do what they do best, to root. They become like an extension of your root chakra, of your base chakra. As the base energy courses through the legs, on the back of this breath, that energy becomes pumped through the legs, and that posterior chain of fascia running through the back of the legs, right where that bladder meridian runs, begins to loosen up adhesions, releasing energetics, feeling really pissed off, specifically around being here. So whatever the energy is that you're present to in the back of the legs, whatever way it's showing up through your five senses in this moment, know that we're unwinding it and releasing it as you breathe. Clearing out any lymphatic stagnation. Excuse me. Clearing out any lymphatic stagnation which carries toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing through this area of the bladder meridian, through the back of the legs. To restore harmony, to restore balance. And this is an area that is really prone to both storing control and works with balancing our nervous system. So if we're in control mode or needing to control, and likely that happens for really good reasons from everything that's happened in your earlier lives, I'm going to invite you to welcome all the control that's here and know that it's actually contributing to a form of nervous system balance. And as you actually turn towards it, welcoming it to be here, greeting it, that too changes the nervous system balance. So it's not by means of pushing it away or, quite frankly, even body talking it away. It's by means of turning towards it and being with it, welcoming it. The permissions or the affirmation that goes with this might go something like this. There's room. There's space for all of you here. There's room. There's space for all of you here. There's room and there's space for all of you here. So breathing deeply into the backs of your legs. And feeling that energetic line from the base chakra all the way through to the heels. And noticing if you happen to have anything here present around the themes of micromanaging life or controlling life. Almost as if we could also whisper to this area of the body, you don't have to manipulate or be manipulated. You don't have to manipulate or be manipulated. You don't have to manipulate or be manipulated here. Yeah. And then I'm going to invite you on purpose to have some fun with this and to let yourself have like a little temper tantrum for the next 30 seconds, minutes, in particular through the backs of the legs. I'm going to invite you to move the backs of the legs, much like a little one is having a temper tantrum, letting out all those frustrations around manipulation, being manipulated, control, being controlled. As you do that all, hearing these words, you don't have to keep that a secret anymore. You don't have to keep that a secret anymore. You don't have to keep that a secret anymore. Yeah, just like that. See if you can exaggerate it just a little bit more. For another 3-4 breaths, getting right into it now, going all out. So get everything you've got, bringing in the upper body if you haven't already, to arms, head, whole body, legs, go. Yes, that's the way. Yes. Oh, thank God we don't have to hold that in anymore. Thank God we don't have to hold that in anymore. And whew. Allowing that energy to rest and come to settle. and check out the room and the space in that lower body, appreciating any changes throughout the whole body. And resting in that. And then we're going to work with a very specific acupuncture point. It's found in roughly nipple, although I can understand how that deviates by whether you have outies or innies. It's roughly around, like straight up from that nipple line, mid-chest, into the middle of the trap region. Gallbladder 21 point, working with, lots of things. It helps to relax the back of the head, the shoulder muscles, the neck, shoulder pain in between those areas, along with things like releasing excess phlegm, which carries with it mental stuckness, trapped belief systems. It can lead to a tendency to have lumps in our neck, lymph nodes being swollen, tumors appearing around the breasts, the neck. Also works with asthma, or dyspnea, meaning challenges in breathing. As you work here with gallbladder 21, if you're open to it, inviting you to breathe right into the center of your tops of your shoulders where it hangs out. We're also work with, it's an earth element muscle, levator scapulae, which helps to lift the shoulder blades up or drop them back down again. And we're helping to relax that particular muscle to allow for you to ground down into yourself. So breathing here deeply into the body. And the words that go with this here are, I belong here. I belong here. And there's something that happens when we embody our body a little bit more deeply. It often creates more space for our spirit to lift, to fly, to move, to soar. So as you root and ground down into this body, there may be an expansion, a lift happening in other places. So not fighting that, allowing that to soar and lift and rise as you ground into this body just a little bit more by means of breathing. I'm inviting you to imagine that I'm there with you and I'm pressing my hands down on your shoulders. And you may even feel your body go with that motion, the shoulders dropping down, almost like someone's tugging at the hands beside you. And allowing for that motion to come all the way through the shoulders in ways that you may even feel it through the back of the neck, allowing that to open. And the words that go with this here are, I open to receive nourishment. I open to receive nourishment. I open to receive nourishment. As that happens, relaxing, releasing various different adhesions through the amygdala complex that carries with it a tendency to overreact versus respond. As we unwind an energy that's trapped through the amygdala complex, it begins to release through the right jaw, left jaw alike. And the masseter on the right side, which opens and closes our jaw, that carries our genetic blueprint. The one on the left is too. We're working more so right now with the one on the right. Releasing through here, ancestral patterns through the paternal line. Releasing ancestral patterns through the paternal line. To invite you to open up the right jaw, specifically, just a little bit more, wherever you are in your breath. Opening and expanding this right jaw. And releasing here the tendency or the need or the desire to play dead by means of avoiding. And even though the ancestors are clearly dead, most of them, some might still be living, there is also this awareness that they get to live on through you. They get to live on through you. And allowing them to do just that by means of breathing here. Opening up to receive this life force energy through the breath. And allowing every exhale to wash away anything that's stuck in the way of that. For you. And for all of your ancestors down through dad's side of the family lines, going back 8 generations. Unwinding the need to be hypervigilant, on guard. In particular, to missing out on any opportunities. Releasing any fear of missing out on opportunities to progress, to thrive, to aspire to improve in some way. And what if, in face of the desire to improve, we could also overlay upon that all what it simply is to be loved and accepted as you are. So whether you've fallen short, whether you've succeeded wildly, whether you've failed miserably, what is it to turn to every one of those conditioned states of being? And with equanimity, let them know, hey, I accept you. I accept you as you are. I accept you just as you are. And for the ancestors, adding on another layer to that, and the words here are, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. It's safe to desire this life. It's safe to desire this life. As we do that, softening the connection between soul and the mental, emotional, physical realms. It's safe to desire this life. And I get to be guided by my soul. I get to be guided by this soul. I get to be guided by this soul. I invite you to let your soul flow here. With every breath, this soul gets to flow. I'm linking that all the way through to C6-7 vertebrae. Right at the base of the neck and the back body. Running a cellular repair here. And restoring flow. Restoring flow. All the way through, dads are in the family, 8 generations back, around the emotional frequency of worry or anxiety that was in the way of that flow, with the need to be hypervigilantly watching out. As you restore flow here, check out what that feels like in your own body. And welcome that in, welcoming that in by means of breathing. And if there is something in the way that doesn't seem like it's quite working out for you in that regard, then the invitation is to breathe into that. Breathing into that. Because that's got really good information here. So check that out. What's here? What seems to be in the way? I'll flow. Check it out. And whatever is here, I invite you to open into it, moving towards it. And I'll be right here with you. I'll be right here with you. As you do that, know that with every breath, belief systems begin to be met, be held, be integrated in ways that allow for the Wei Qi, that allow for the Wei Qi to flow more expansively, in ways that allow for the Wei Qi to flow more expansively. That Wei Qi is an energy layer that protects, that synthesizes, integrates, and offers communication in rapid fire succession without you having to think. I always mix up digital and analog, but I think digital is the faster one. And it's like digital communication, if I have my analogy right. So breathing into that and the efficiency that comes. And as this Wei Qi expands, it becomes like a cocoon. As it surrounds your entire external body mind, cocooning you in communication, in synthesis, and in protection, in ways that allow you to get your needs met. In ways that allow you to be seen and heard. and in ways that invite you to take up just a little bit more space. I'm going to invite you to do that now. I'm going to invite you to take up a little bit more space by means of getting big here. That might be, and I'm going to invite you to do this all as much as is possible in your space right now, to raise your arms overhead, allowing for the ankles to go just a little bit further apart. You might even become like a little bit of a starfish. As you starfish, taking up space with your body. And adding in now some sounds, adding in now a layer of sound into here. And letting your voice take up space, letting your voice take up space. Yes. I see you. I hear you. Oh my gosh. Look at you. Look at you. Oh, so good to see you, to hear you, to know you. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How much bigger can this get? Just a little bit more. I want even more. I want even more. I want all of you. All of you. Thank you for your radiance. Thank you for your radiance. The light that is you. Thank goodness for this light that is you. Welcoming in the light of you. And resting in that, as you stay with your breath and breathe that in. The sun, the planet of the sun, shines through the central column, the Sushumna, from crown all the way through to root to base. And on the way up, from base to crown, comes the energy of the earth. The energy of the sun radiating into this body, all the way through this nervous system, lighting it up. And the energy of you takes up all the space it needs to, coming right up through this central channel. As you run a cellular repair from this lifetime, on the emotional frequency of sadness, for as you expressed, on the back of that vocal expression releases depression. The antidote to depression is expression. And there might be a bit more to it than that at times. Think of this as a stepping stone in that direction. And as your expression is welcome to take up space in ways that allow for the radiance of your humanness to shine through this vessel of you. I wonder what it is to say yes right back. As life says yes to me, what is it to say yes back to life? Yeah, giving, receiving. And as you welcome, as you deepen into a receivership of this life, as you say yes, deepening into it a little bit more, it naturally cleans out any stagnant energies, connected to depression, globally, throughout the whole system, whole body, mind. As we do that, I'm going to imagine that also at the same time as all of this, that you grow wings through the chest and the upper back. I'm going to invite you to imagine those wings can begin to just slowly flap. And as the wings flap, with every wing tip flapping, there is a release of anger and a soaring on the other side of that. For as that rage, frustration, irritation, anger gets released, there's more room to get just a little bit higher. And it's said that in Chinese medicine, that depression is a function of the liver, that it carries anger with it at its core. So as these wings flap through the chest, upper back, releasing anger through the pec muscles, through the rhomboids, through all the muscles of the shoulders, and if you're open to it, I'm going to invite you to one more time, bringing the arms up. And creating some space here as you keep imagining the wings flapping. And feel free to even flap them if you feel called to. And allowing for this movement to go all the way through chest, back, neck, head. Releasing what no longer needs to be contained. I get to soar in peace. I get to soar in peace. I get to soar in peace now. And in this way, meeting the edges of unconditional self-love. Meaning the edges of unconditional self-love. What is it to soar? To rise above? To fly? On the back of every single breath. On the back of every single breath. And from the very tops of your lungs, the lobes that often contain the deepest grief, the coarse grief, running circulation of all the healing resources. Blood that carries our passion. Nerve our communication. Lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, help the system to heal. And balancing yin, the feminine essence of nourishment, and yang, the masculine essence of protection, the providing, the procreation. And bringing in hydration here, helping these cells to take in water, joy, and releasing the impurities that no longer need to be here. As we do that, also releasing the energy of embarrassment from the area just behind the ear on the back of the skull into the bones of the mastoid process. that hangs out again just behind that ear at the base of the skull. And with that, releasing this idea that you had to hide or that you should have been different in your expression. And here, running the permissions, it's a blessing to be with you. It's a blessing to be seen with you. And it's been a blessing to walk by your side proudly. And even if you didn't have those experiences in your early years, granting that now to yourself through imagination so you can experience a do-over and free up any frozen, trapped energy here that's said otherwise. Deeply, deeply breathing here to deeply, deeply experience something different. And I wonder what it might be like. I wonder what it might be like to take a moment to bring your hands to any part of your body that needs just a little bit more love. And as you take your hands to this part of your body, I'm going to imagine anything that's in the way here of receiving that love gets to enter the ground. Gets to be offered to the earth and is granted the opportunity to also rest in deep peace. And what arises that's new? Check out what's here. In this earth. That same place where that old energy got let go into. Check out what gets to grow. What gets to come alive. And what gets to blossom here. And savoring all that's growing here by means of gently breathing with it and welcoming it in. Thank you for being here exactly as you are. What an honor it is to get to learn and know you, understand and grow with you. What a blessing it is to be seen by your side, to be with you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. the next few minutes, I'm going to invite you to drop the practice of the breath. Feel it feels right to you, rolling when you're ready to one side or the other, and just allowing yourself to just simply be. At any point, if it feels right, you can return to that resource that you found at the very beginning. And allowing yourself to drink its energy, its essence in. If that would be supportive for you right now, feel free to turn to that. And otherwise, just simply allowing yourself to rest and take in the goodness of this particular practice and all that you've offered yourself. Creator and Compassion Helper, seen and unseen, who have gathered here with us today. Thank you for the opportunity to journey in these ways. We give thanks to the earth that held us, the sky above reminding us what it is to have space. Thank you to the fire and the water that pour through us all. And the deepest of thank you to those that have come before, that have stewarded this earth, that have given rise to our existence and our family lines, all of those that have come before, thank you. And thank you to those yet to arrive, as this journey of life continues onwards in really beautiful ways, as we learn what it is to be good stewards of this earth, of this world, of ourselves. And thank you for all the insights, the learnings, the awarenesses that came through. We ask that they live on in good ways for not just ourselves, but our families, our ancestors, our lineages, and our communities, and those that we serve and touch in this world. May that ripple through. May that ripple through. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. As always, thank you for taking the opportunity to gather here in these ways. And thank you for receiving this as the medicine. And thank you for showing up exactly as you are. Thank you. And you bring things in for a close here. And you're most welcome to all of the thank yous and the blessings. May they be reciprocated to you 100 times over.